Well, it's nice to see another Berkeley graduate here. It's well represented. My research has to do a novel approach to evaluate excess of mesothelioma deaths in a small population of former nuclear workers. There's an interesting background leading up to this research. So I decided, focus more on telling the background, the story, other than the research itself. I feel that this is more the story is more interesting and beneficial to the audience. Okay, this small population of former nuclear workers refers to a United States Transuranium and Uranium Registry, what we call USTUR. USTUR registrants are volunteer body donors who are typically former nuclear workers of the U.S. Department of Energy with a history of accidental occupational exposure to ionization radiation. The main purpose of these donations has been for radiochemical analysis of the postmortem tissues and biokinetic modeling of studies of radionuclides. So the USTUR actually is one of the oldest health research program founded by DOE, started 1968, so almost 50 years. Another research we funded was equivalent length of time, Japan automatic, atomic bomb cohort studies. That's even more than this, like more than 50 years. So the Washington State University is a grantee for this program, and currently managing and operating this program. I am a DOE program manager for USTUR. So my job is basically a review their tactical report, papers, and pay the bill. That's my job. So mesothelioma has been noted, for a long time that we have excess of mesothelioma cases. This is a paper by USTUR scientists back 1998 in the Journal of Health Physics. So at that time, 1998, we have 260 deaths. So we have more than 400 total number of registrants. So most of them already died. So at that time, 1998, there were 260 deaths. So I just make this larger. So that, so they did a study on the mortality, causes of mortality. So in general, no apparent elevated causes of death, except for 6 cases of mesothelioma. So at that time, there are 6 cases. The mesothelioma cases had a documented occupational exposure to asbestos. So this is well known, a cause of mesothelioma. So recently, they did an updated study, looking at mesothelioma cases, USTUR scientists, and specifically they made a hypothesis that excess mesothelioma relate to radiation. So they actually published a paper in 2013 in the Journal of Public Health. Titled Analysis of Radiation and Mesothelioma in the U.S. Transuranium and Uranium Registry. So at that time, 2013, we have one more case. So 7 cases of mesothelioma. We have 329 deaths at that time. So So this is the paper. So I, you know, I have, of course I have to read it, you know, carefully. So the study basically find a proportionate mortality ratio, PMR, of 62.4 for mesothelioma, and as accumulated external radiation doses increases, PMR increases. So the paper conclude that suggests that cumulative external radiation at a nuclear facility is associated with an increased risk of mesothelioma. So just for review, for you know, PMR is a proportion of observed deaths from given cause in a study population divided by the population of deaths expected from this cause in standard population. In our case, it's a proportion of mesothelioma deaths among U.S. TUR population divided by proportion of mesothelioma deaths in the U.S. population. So it's a simple ratio. So just a review of something about mesothelioma. So this is a rare form of cancer, it's a rare disease that develops from a cell of the mesothelium. Most commonly caused by exposure to asbestos, mentioned earlier. Mesothelioma accounts for only 0.1% of all deaths per year in the U.S. So that means for every 1,000 deaths, you would expect one for mesothelioma. So it's a rare disease. Just so think about the USTR, we have less than 400 people. So if this were general population, you wouldn't expect one case even. So we have 7 cases. So obviously, it's, you know, we have more cluster of cases. And mesothelioma occurs more often in men than in women, and the risk increases with age. Okay, about the mesothelioma and the radiation. Study of patients treated by radiotherapy for primary cancers have suggested that radiation contributes to the development of secondary mesothelioma that's under very high dose for treatment purpose. Study of nuclear workers have not demonstrated association between ionizing radiation exposure and mesothelioma. Matt Flammer in 2011 did a review paper, you know, summarized, you know, more than 15 studies in occupational setting, you know, concluded that there's no association. So obviously USTR study was a big deal at that time. You know, it's a, you know, almost first time that, you know, suggests this association between radiation exposure and mesothelioma. Okay. So when I read reading that paper, you know, even for the first page, I found some problems. The PMR of 62.4, that's a very big number. If you deal with the data before, I mean, it just 64. If you ever said, you know, U.S. population is 0.1%, that's the denominator. So if you got 62.4, the denominator has to be 6.24. So that means we have 62.4% of mesothelioma deaths in U.S. population. Obviously, that's not. I know we have our percentage is 2.1. We have 7 cases, 329 deaths. So this is 2.1. It's not that 6 point something. So that's jumped to my mind immediately. So that's what I said. You know, the crude estimate is 2.1 over 0.1%. That's 21. It's not 64. 62.4. Plus, we know that mesothelioma is an occupational disease. This is, you know, also, you know, adults, you know, old people. Old people have higher risk. I mentioned earlier, it's age issue. And also the old men in our population. So as I said, you know, then that means 0.1 we have in our population, USTR, we've got to be higher than 0.1. So that means the PMR should be even less than 21. Later, I adjust it. Actually, it's, you know, our population is more like 0.16, so give you about 12. Is the real sources. So basically, the 62.4 is largely overestimated. It's almost more than fivefold. So just like, you know, initially I saw the number, it jumped to my mind. Something is not right. Okay, so now the last question is why. So I didn't do any. I just reviewed the paper. I didn't do the data analysis, and I didn't involve. I knew that they're doing the study. They do that like more than 2 years. So they organize data together, you know, ready for analysis. So my initial concern was a small sample size in this USGS study. We have only 326 deaths. So intuitively, I have these issues in my mind at that time. Basically, it's, you know, the number of cause, because of such small populations, 300 some cases, you cannot die from all diseases from a general population in the U.S. They have people, there are thousand ways of death. So we have, for 329, we know we have 7 cases of mesothelioma. We know we have people dying from lung cancer, you know, some heart disease, that's the common ones. But you cannot possibly die from all other diseases. So what I'm saying is the number of deaths, the cause of death, is very different from the general population. So when you talk about proportion, you take a ratio of proportions, you are talking about a different number of individual proportions. So all proportions have to sum to one. So that, you know, you cannot compare if you have a different number of proportions or spectrum of diseases. So the easiest way to understand it, I have a hard time. It was easy for me to, you know, somehow. But when I explain to people, some people get it very quick, like me. Some people take some time to think about it. So the easy way to think about that figure is about, you know, presidential election right now, the poll. So we have a Democratic you know, candidate, we have a Republican candidate. Right now, you know, Republicans have more than 10 candidates. So the leading candidate on Donald Trump is, you know, like 24% something. And Hillary, you know, in the Democratic part, only 3 candidates. You have more than 50%. So it's unfair is to compare relative support of Hillary among Democrats to Donald Trump, you know, 24% among Republicans. So because they have different number of candidates, if you know, candidates drop out for Republican, then proportion will change, because this is dependent. They all have to sum to one. So that's the easy way to understand it. It's not exactly like this, but it's close. So something's wrong. So I you know, did further research myself. I end up publishing this paper, what I call the bias in proportionate mortality ratio analysis of small study population, a case on analysis of radiation and mesothelioma. This is published last year in the International Journal of Radiation Biology. So in the summary here, just the abstract here, just read here. The proportionate mortality ratio are biased and overestimated in small population studies. The smaller the study population, the larger the overestimation. As such, the average overestimation of PMR for mesothelioma in the analysis of radiation and mesothelioma in USGS is 72%. The PMR overestimation is 22.5% when stratified by quantile of radiation exposures. So you know, I try to find this, what's wrong. But you know, you can find this is not, going to explain the big more than 5-4 difference. This is only 7.2%. This is biased, but this is small enough. So the earlier the something is over 5-fold, you know, 500%. So there's still something wrong. I couldn't know what's wrong. But when I was working on this paper, I got a chance to get the data and rerun analysis, actually reproduce their result. So they actually use the NIOSH, National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health Life Table Analysis System, what they call LTAS. It's an online free program. The program's software is free and used to analyze the study population to determine if disease incidence or mortality among study population is higher or lower than expected compared to standard population. So this software translates causes of death from ICD code, you know, to 119 diseases categories, and that also provide the baseline U.S. death proportions. So they have one, they categorize all deaths into 119 death categories. For the USGR population, people always say that we cannot die from all the causes. We have about 50 disease categories, so it's less than half of the old categories. So there's a different number of categories of deaths. So what I was doing this, and you know, just one day, just suddenly I came up, I checked, I realized, you know, this issue of coding issues. I guess I was reading a paper or something, but it reminded me something. So it turns out mesothelioma was not an individual code before. It's only ICD-10 line and before. There's no specific code for mesothelioma. So before ICD-10, mesothelioma was coded, the line is not coded in everywhere, like at least three categories. So in the manual of software, it says very clearly, I don't have a pointer, so I download mesothelioma. So that's on the top, ICD line 7, 8, 9, 10, top row. And this says that there's no code, you know, and only on the 10 they starting to have code. And if you look at, as you know, they provided the baseline population data, proportion data, in the software. If you look at their spreadsheet, you know, you can tell easily, you know, there's no code. Everything is zero before 1999. So that, you know, the software is not capable of doing this study for mesothelioma, basically. So now that, you know. So the conclusion is that USGR death data are not compatible and therefore should not have been compared with US death data in the PMR analysis for mesothelioma because there's no specific code for it pre-1999. The analysis of Gibbs USGR study was conducted incorrectly from the beginning, resulting in false findings and conclusions on mesothelioma and radiation. So it's just wrong. Okay, so what's next? So basically, I screwed up everything. So they spent more than 2 years on the study. And they spent, you know, USGR staff actually spent a lot of time just organizing data together, as typically, you know, case for all epidemiological studies. So they said, okay, this is my job. They asked me to figure out some way to use data, you know, use a different approach. Okay, and I thought about it, and I came up with this. Oh, by the way, you know, I found a mistake, and I did write letters to a journal, you know, editor. So, the letter for the Journal of Public Health. Last year, I did a presentation in New Orleans, ABHA conference. That's me. That's the same thing. Not many people there. Poster, as I know, I probably only talked to one or two people. So I tried to think about a way to use the data. One thing I didn't like also about studies, they tried to compare the study, US population, USGI with general population. It's not comparable. So I don't like the idea. So I tried to do some internal control. So I use this, what's it called, a matched case control analysis. So now it's 2 years later now. We have two more mesothelioma cases, deaths. We have 9 cases now. but we have 341 deaths now. This is just the latest statistics. So what I did is that I classified all deaths into four groups. Mesothelioma, of course, lung death cases, and also people die from lung cancer, LC, other cancer, OC, lung cancers, NC. And I match it, the cases with gender, race, year of employment, first year of hire, birth years, and age of death. So try to make it each group more comparable. So this is a before match. You will see that the data, the four groups are very different. For example, the year of employment, right? This is the mesothelioma the case have 31.2, so it's a much longer than rest of the group. Okay, I'm gonna finish it quick. As I don't focus on this at all. Okay, I can do it very quick. Okay, so this is a compare. This is a after match. Okay, so we have at the last column, I said, we have 9 cases of mesothelioma. We have 21 in that group, LC. Each case we're able to match 2 or 3 cases, controls. Like NC, we're able to match 4 to 5 cases per case, controls. Okay, so this is, I have to go very quickly on this method. I came up with this idea of it's a normal t-test, paired t-test, but I did a permutation. So normally, so the first, I used the NC, so lung cancer case, as an example. So the case 1, 2 line, mesothelioma, the first row, that's exposure, okay, that's radiation exposure. So for case 1, I have 4 cases, there, their exposure. And for case 5, 6, 8, we can find the 5. So if you take, you can do t-tests for 5 t-tests, you give you different result. You can take average of these controls. You can do t-tests, but that will not give you a significant. You can also think about it. If I pick up the maximum or minimum of controls for each case, you will get significant. So this is the way. So you basically, you have to, just do a lot of randomly pick. For each case, I randomly pick controls. This way I can do many times, many t-tests. So if a t-test is significant, I count it. If 5% more of tests, significant, I say, okay, that suggests a significant difference in mean exposure between cases and the controls. So it's not just depends on the single t-test. It's many, many. It's a randomly pick from each matching cases. Okay, so this is the result. So basically, you compare mesothelioma to lung cancer, there's no significant difference. If you compare meso with occupational or other cancer, no difference. But only the significance is 9%. So 9% of T-test is significant. So suggest some, associations. So I follow up with for that group, non-cancer group, compared with mesothelioma, run the conditional logistic regression, and the result is insignificant. The odds ratio is 1.001. So the conclusion is that the analysis suggests that excess of mesothelioma deaths among USGR residents was not associated with cumulative in external radiation exposure. So this acknowledgement of USGR. Stop. Thank you.